Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the April Fool. In 1582, Pope Gregory VIII discontinued the old Julian calendar and introduced his Gregorian calendar. In the old calendar, the year began on April 1st, but Pope Gregory decreed that henceforth the year would begin on January 1st, bringing the New Year's celebration more in line with the celebration of the birth of Christ. However, there were many who continued to celebrate the old New Year on April 1st, and some historians suggest that those who did became known as April Fools. But I would argue that the figure of the April Fool was known long before Pope Gregory's calendrical proclamation, and was in fact a revered figure, not one of ridicule. The April Fool was not a silly or stupid person. Rather, the April Fool, like the Fool of the Tarot, was the one who set off on a journey, who embarked on a new adventure, full of curiosity and determination, and above all, fearlessness. We have the opportunity to begin a new journey at any moment of our lives, but there is a reason why the journey of the Fool is honored in April. April is the month when the earth starts to reawaken, itself beginning a new journey. The winter cover of snow melts away. Wildflowers begin appearing in the woods, and the faint green haze of new leaves can start to be seen in the trees on the edge of the meadow. April feels like a new beginning as the light increases and the air warms. And so into this reawakening world steps the April Fool. The fool surveys the road ahead, but proceeds along the path without a plan, for he is compelled solely by awareness, by being in the moment. The sounds that reach his ears, the sights that meet his eyes, the smells discovered by his nose, the sensations felt by his skin, the very texture of the earth experienced by the soles of his feet, all demand his attention, as though he were stepping into the world for the first time. The fundamental nature of the April Fool is intuitive rather than intellectual. The April Fool is willing to step into the unknown without fear or forethought, trusting that his connection to all that is will guide him and keep him safe. We modern humans don't value our intuitive side very much, believing we have evolved beyond instinct to a so-called higher plane of reason and the mind. As Descartes famously proclaimed, cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am. But reason and the mind are mostly useful when dealing with constructs of reason and the mind. In the much larger, multidimensional realm of energy, time, space, and interconnectedness, it is the awareness gained through intuition and instinct that is the more reliable guide. That is why the Fool of the Tarot steps forth carrying a small bundle on the end of a stick. This bundle represents his mind, thoughts, expectations, and memories, which, although they are parts of the Fool's consciousness, they do not propel him on his journey. And the Fool of the Tarot is accompanied by a little dog who represents his animal nature, his instincts. We may be disdainful of instincts because they appear irrational, but that is the genius of instincts. They embody our animal nature, which enables us to be sensitive to our environment. We humans, although long out of practice, can relearn to trust our instincts and intuition, and, like the April Fool, re-enter the flow of life energy pulsing all around us. And so, as we approach the threshold of April, may you prepare to step out boldly like the April Fool, curious and determined, fearless and free-spirited, responsive to whatever appears on the road ahead. For in that moment, your April Fool becomes the wise fool, eager to step off the cliff of new beginnings and tumble into a new awareness of your life. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.